Using safety sense when using a chainsaw. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. October is Chainsaw Safety Awareness Month, so it's important to make safety a priority when sawing. Ellen Bowski of University of Georgia Extension says that includes knowing what to wear.
That's head protection, some sort of helmet, eye protection for your eyes, ear protection because they're loud and they will do damage to your ears, and of course, leg protection, which means chaps.
In fact, she says chaps need to be washed on a regular basis so they don't collect sawdust and other items that could pull fibers out that catch on the chainsaw teeth while in operation. Bowski also notes that chainsaw operators really need to take into account what could happen before cutting a tree.
You always need a five-step felling plan where you estimate the height of the tree and the hazard, where it's going, what it could hit going down, and that includes telephone wires, buildings, other trees. You have to estimate the lean of the tree.
And, most importantly, know your escape route before cutting anything.
Before you start your work, you should know where you're going to run. And it should be at a 45 angle from the anticipated fall of the tree. And that will get you out as quick as possible.
She adds that using ladders when cutting with a chainsaw is never a good idea. In fact, professionals tend to avoid ladders, opting for bucket trucks or other secure means.
Good rule of thumb is never operate a chainsaw above your shoulders or below your knees.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.